Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Healthy Gut Girl. This is Stuff Your Doctor Should Know, and it is day 7 on Corona 2020 lockdown. Actually, I don't know if it's day 7, but it is the 19th of March, and this is Stuff Your Doctor Should Know, and I'm coming to you live from deep inside your large intestine, where, as you know, most of your immune system resides. So all these, you know, little tiny microbes that live in you and on you, they, most of them live in your large intestine. In fact, there's something like 3 to 5 pounds of microbes in your gut. 3 to 5 pounds, that's like a sack of potatoes, you know? It's a lot of microbes. So when you go and you lose weight, don't lose those microbes. Just kidding. Not that you have control over whether or not you can lose those microbes or not. Man, it is interesting times. Who would have ever thought just a few months ago that we would be living through this? Thank God we're living through it. And, you know, I seriously go from day to day. I wake up in the morning one morning and I'm like, this is so, I read and I go, wow, this is so blown out of proportion. This is so crazy compared to every single pandemic. Let's just talk about pandemics in general and how this doesn't even come close to the pandemics of the world, you know, that we have had to deal with, you know, from HIV to the Spanish flu to, wait, are we allowed to say Spanish flu anymore? To that flu that didn't actually even originate in Spain. I think it was like in Kansas or something. Anyway, I don't know. I can't keep up with these political correct terms. So forgive me if I've offended anyone by saying, I know the other day I started my podcast with the Kung Flu song. And apparently that is now racist. So I apologize for that. Anyway, this virus is not even comparing at all. In fact, they're even showing that things are winding down. There's a lot of information that is not making the headline news, which makes me wonder why the main news wouldn't you know, post this or talk about this, which is that 99% of the cases of death in Italy, all of them had underlying serious diseases, or they're, you know, they were immune compromised in a serious way. That's significant to know. You know what I mean? It's significant. You know, nobody's trying to downplay or make it insignificant that people are dying, but it's like we're not, it's being shown out of perspective and out of context in comparison to what we deal with on a yearly basis. Every flu season, you know, lots of people die. And it just starts to make, you know, I think most of you who've been listening to me for a while now know that I'm a conspiracy theorist at heart. I just am. I doubt that anybody really has our well-being, you know, that's their biggest concern is our well-being. I don't think any government, I don't care if it's Sweden, I don't think the people are really, the well-being of the people are at their, you know, in their foremost thought. I don't think they really care. I just don't. I just, you know, you mix power and money together and then you put them in control of masses of people, and the welfare of the people is not going to be their top priority. I'm just saying. And it's just in my DNA to not trust. Maybe because I'm American Indian and a woman and I'm Hispanic and I'm from New Mexico and I'm a military brat. That's a lot of reasons for me to look at the government and say, I don't think I trust you guys. I'm not going to take any of this as word, you know, as truth. I'm going to always suspect nefarious activity. Always. And you can laugh at me. You can call me tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. I don't care. Especially these days, because so many conspiracy theorists are turning out to be correct about so many things. So that's my, you know, also, I'm out of breath for some reason. Uh-oh. No, I actually was just cleaning my house, because what else do you do when you're in quarantine? I have been cleaning my house more than I usually do. And that's saying something. And I know that Sam can attest to how much I clean my house. I just am always cleaning. And now I'm cleaning even more. So I was vaccinated to like the hilt as a child, because I'm a military brat. You know, when you're in the military and your father or mother, whoever's enlisted, in my case, it was my father, you know, he traveled a lot. We traveled a lot. We lived all over the world. And in order to just, you just get on a plane and they vaccinate you. The military just loves to vaccinate you. And so that's what they did. And, I was born immune compromised, right? I was born a month early. I had spinal meningitis. I had, the bacterial kind of spinal meningitis. And I was given incredibly strong antibiotics, which are, tetracycline was the name of the antibiotic. And it's so powerful and so strong that it decalcified my teeth. It like weakened my baby teeth when I started to get them, so weak that they would just fall out of my face when I like bit into a little piece of apple or something. I would literally lose a tooth into the apple. And I would get cavities all the time. My teeth were just always rotting. I had crowns on my baby teeth, seriously. Like little silver crowns on my baby teeth. That's how bad it was. And I remember I was always pushing my teeth out with my tongue. I would just push one out. It would just come right out my face. It was really, really awful. And I was super, super sick. I was very, very sick. And so every time I got vaccinated, whether it was a booster shot, a tetanus shot for cutting myself plain, whatever, like the military just wants to stick you with a vaccine. So I had a lot of them. And as an immune compromised child, this just created havoc in my body between the antibiotics, the vaccinations, and my own, you know, immunity or lack of. You guys, I was sick. I was a sick, sick, sick kid. It was terrible. And then the infection from the dental infection would create incredible sinus infections. I would get earaches that had to be drained. I mean, it was a nightmare. My childhood, as far as, you know, my health was concerned, was misery. It was pure misery. And I would get these head colds and chest coughs and, you know, chest infections. And I had pneumonia multiple times and I had bronchitis. Like, oh, bronchitis was just like what happens every time the seasons change. It wasn't even like a big deal. Like pneumonia was a big deal. Bronchitis, walking pneumonia, forget about it. It was just, that's how I was living my life. And then when the seasons changed, forget it. I would get so many allergies. Like I was allergic to everything. And I'm sure I am describing so many of your children right now, and maybe even your own life. And so on one hand, I'm saying this because I don't want you to think I'm some lunatic that doesn't believe in vaccination, doesn't believe in, you know, big pharma and science. I do very much. Big pharma and science saved my life. Antibiotics saved my life. But I was generously vaccinated and generously given antibiotics throughout my life. And this caused a massive repercussions. And I just think there is a smart way to do these things. There is a safe way to put people into categories and eliminate the possibility for a child who might be immune compromised to then have worsening issues. I mean, for sure, I was in the spectrum as a child. Major learning disabilities. And I know that it had everything to do with my health and my inability to digest food, my, you know, my compromised gut from antibiotics and vaccination. You know, there is a trade-off when you get vaccinated. That's just science. In fact, they just lost in court. Big Pharma is not allowed to not say any longer that vaccines don't cause autism. They can't say that anymore because guess what? They can in certain situations. They have with certain immune compromised infants and children. So finally, you're allowed to say that. And maybe you can even sue Big Pharma coming up soon. You couldn't do it before. You weren't allowed to sue the vaccination makers. There's something very wrong with that, you know? Because the fact is now there is such thing as vaccine injury. We know that now. And it can compromise your immunity later. Yes, it can save your life. Yes, it can keep you from getting polio. But in the interim, you're also sacrificing something else. Does that mean you should forego the vaccine? Not necessarily, no. But if a child who is already immune compromised and you give them, then I was getting vaccinated a lot, but I still wasn't getting vaccinated as much as children are getting vaccinated now. So we have to take these things into consideration, and hopefully somebody is going to use their reason and rational thought when figuring out how we can put people into categories like this, individual case by case, where we find out, hey, there has to be medical exemption for some people. Fortunately for me, I have a brilliant mother who kept me healthy and who was a bit of a curandera, a little bit of a witch in her. And I say that not like real witch, not like witches that put curses, but a healing woman who knew how to take care of me and use medicine and herbs and things to get me healthy. And I think that's the only thing that really saved me, honestly, and my love of pickles. I love pickles. And pickles happen to actually really help you when especially if they're fermented properly, because they're what? You know the answer to this. They're filled with probiotics, which help support immune system and in your gut. So that was a very long rant about this whole thing. Like I wake up one day and one day I feel like it's a complete conspiracy and it's being used as a political tool to foster global one world order and get us all on a, you know, no cash system, all global corporate interest, you know, AI, everyone's on using fingerprints and face ID to purchase things. And Amazon is the only way to do things. And mom and pop businesses close down. And this is all your news source and news information comes from one place. You know, it's kind of like there is a global agenda that's pushing things in that direction. And then there is, you know, people like me and my husband who have a small business and who are a two-man team. And, you know, there's not a lot of room for us anymore. Like they're trying to squeeze us out of this. And now with this closure, with the economy shutting down the way it is over this pandemic, quote unquote, it's going to destroy a lot of lives. And I think that the financial repercussions and the bankruptcies and the crashes are going to exceed the damage done to lives caused by this quote unquote pandemic. And I hope I'm right, because if I'm wrong, that means this is a scary, scary virus that's going to kill millions of people by the end of the year. So my theory would be the best one, which is it really isn't going to kill millions and millions of people. We'll see. So then I wake up the next day and I said, okay, that's it. Quarantine, like, you know, this is dangerous. We all have to play our part. And tomorrow I'm going to go donate platelets because they said that we were in dire need of platelets and especially AB positive people. So I'm going to go and do that. And hopefully it won't take me down because once again, you know, when you have immune, when you're compromised in your whole life with your health, you know, donating blood becomes a thing. Like, you have to make sure that your hemoglobin is up. You have to, and they'll check it, but still, you have to be careful. You know, you have to make sure you're taking your chlorophyll and all that stuff that helps to make a healthy, strong body. So that's it, going back and forth. One day it's a conspiracy, the next day it's not. And that's welcome to my brain, really. So another thing I wanted to mention was just the whole concept behind, you know, people are like, what are you doing during this time for your immune system? And guys, I don't do anything differently than I did before. I have always had to wash my hands and protect myself from getting sick. I have always, well, not always, but I have for many, many years now, you know, been making cultured and fermented foods to boost my immunity. I spend more money on supplements. We spend more money on supplements than I do on probably my car payment. You know, we really do a lot to, you know, we home cook a lot. We do everything people are freaking out about having to do now. We do it all the time. You know, we make our own food. We store our own food. We're always prepared for these, you know, kind of prep. We're kind of preppers in that way. You know, we filter our own water. I make my own bread. I have my own starters to make bread and cultured foods. We take our own supplement. I mean, you know, we take high quality supplements. We do enemas. We juice. You know, all these things that I have been doing for many, many years now, I am still doing, because that's how we should be living, don't you think? We should be making our own food usually. We should be spending more time together and spending less time eating out and, you know, being on our computers and all of that. It's like, this is forcing us to kind of like live in a way that is ideal. You know, I know there's a lot of people struggling and suffering, and, you know, we're certainly not immune to what's going on right now in as far as the financial matters, but, you know, we just have to stay calm and centered and healthy. That's it. I ran out of steam. Could you tell? All right. Today's guest I've had a couple times before, and this is Tina Anderson, and she is one of the CEOs of Just Thrive, and she has some awesome information to share with us, because they have a new product out called Gluten Away. And this product is also Kiran Krishnan, the famous microbiologist who is quite a celebrity. They work together, and he has developed their products. So he is very much a part of this product. It's very cool stuff. She sent it to me a while ago, and I've been taking it, and I really like it. In fact, I like it so much that it's part of my new routine. And they also have another product called IgG, and she's going to talk about that too. All right. So I'm so excited to have you here. This is very, very cool. First of all, your new product is, I mean, I can't say enough good things about Gluten Away, but I want to ask you, especially with the current climate going on, about the Ultimate IG, because I haven't really used it and I'm super curious.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kitty. I'm so excited to be here with you. I love talking to you. You have great energy. Yeah, I would love to talk about the Ultimate IgG too, because especially right now, because I feel like with everything that's going on, you know, they're talking about like washing hands and doing all of these things that are super important to not spread the disease, the virus going around. But we have to be, nobody's talking about what we could do to stay healthy, you know, and it's like our immune system is so important. And of course, as we know, 70% of our immune system is found in our gut lining, and it's really critical to be taking care of our immune system. So of course the probiotic is so important, as you've already talked about many, many times. But the Ultimate IgG is a pretty new formula, a new product that we have brought to market that is so super exciting. It's basically this, you know, super strong immune support. So the role of IgG stands for immunoglobulin, and the role of immunoglobulins in our body is to bind and neutralize toxins that are in our gut. And so this would include bacterial pathogens, it would include viral pathogens, fungi, all these types of mold toxins, environmental toxins, all these types of antigens are being attacked by our own immunoglobulins. And I think that's what people sometimes forget, is that our body is naturally designed to help ourselves and to stay healthy. We're supposed to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. But sometimes these environmental toxins and other things wreak havoc on our system. So IgG, our product IgG, gives us 25% more of the immunoglobulins. So I kind of call us like street sweeper, where we go in and get rid of all of those, the extra little soldiers, if you will, to help get rid of some of those antigens. And a lot of people were trying to get IgG from colostrum, which is great. It's just that you don't get as much. We know that the IgG that we have actually, it's a very high potency. It's 50% more than you would get, with, colostrum. And you actually, it also is, backed by human clinical trials, which is really exciting. And we don't get dairy. That's the other really exciting thing, is that we get dairy. This has no dairy component to it. So
is it vegan, would you say?
Let me think. No, it's not vegan. Of course it's not vegan. It's bovine-derived serum. So
Okay, got it. But there is no dairy in it for people who are lactose or casein allergic or, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Wow. So, you brought up a really good point just then about, what you do not hear in the media right now, of course, because we can't rely on the media for everything, but what they don't talk about is, just because you're exposed doesn't mean you're going to get it. It really is entirely up to the strength of your immunity. Someone on Twitter said, avoid sugar right now. Avoid processed foods. If you ever avoid it like the plague, because it literally it'll make it harder for you to defend yourself if you are exposed. Nobody's talking about that stuff. Like, hey, you might be okay if you're taking things like the ultimate IgG and probiotics and prebiotics, and you're already doing the footwork. You might be exposed and you might be just fine. And if you are exposed and you get it, you might fight it right off and be fine. So, I'm glad you brought that up.
Exactly. You're like sleep. Nobody's talking about sleep, how critically important that is. And it's quite frustrating, but that's why we're in the industries that we're in, is that we've been very frustrated by the traditional medical model anyway. So
exactly. And this is why one of the things you guys always talk about is that you produce products that aren't already available to people. Tell me how, say that again, because I love when you say that.
we produce products that are missing in the market and so desperately needed. So, we're not going to launch a vitamin C product, even though I am a huge fan of vitamin C, especially now. Mm-hmm. But even in the summer months, I'm a huge fan of vitamin C. But we wouldn't do that because there's so many companies doing that so well. If there's some new research that comes out and shows us a way to do it better and it's missing in the market, then we would consider it. But we're only bringing products to the market that are really missing and needed.
Cool. Well, this brings me to your amazing new product that I loved instantaneously. Like, I took it and within a few hours I was like, wait a minute, am I still having some unresolved gut issues that this just revealed? Like, I was feeling some distress after certain foods, and I just thought, this is the way it's going to be forever. I've done so much work. I'm so much more optimally better than I've ever been. And then I took gluten away and I'm like, wait a second. So tell me more about why you launched it first.
Yeah. Well, as we just talked about, we really focus on products that are really going to make a significant impact on the people that we're serving. And we've been looking very closely at gluten for a while now. We know that gluten is a proline-rich peptide. So it's very, very difficult for us humans to digest. And we've been working with Dr. Tom O'Brien, who of course is a global expert on the topic. And, essentially there's two categories of people who avoid gluten. There are those that are diagnosed as having celiac disease. So, those people of course should avoid gluten at all costs. It causes significant damage, and it actually ends up driving significant risk for all kinds of other conditions, like in cardiovascular, neurological, brain issues. Gluten really becomes a severe issue in the celiac population. The interesting thing is the celiac population only accounts for about 1 to 2% of the population. And then there's another category where a lot of clinicians and researchers are labeling them as having non-celiac gluten hypersensitivity. And so these are people who have more of an allergic type of reaction to gluten that affects their digestive tract. So they experience gas, cramping, bloating, and other types of, you know, digestive issues. And they know when they are eating gluten, they're going to start experiencing some of these gastrointestinal symptoms. And, you know, those are the two categories of population that tend to have known and obvious gluten issues and sensitivities. But it's interesting, there was a study recently that showed there's this third category of people, you know, we could call them everybody else. And I'm one of those people. I don't have any sensitivities to gluten. I don't have any known sensitivities anyway to gluten. Mm-hmm. But a study showed that all the participants in the study had an inflammatory response to gluten, including it did not identify as having a problem with gluten. So literally every person in the study developed inflammation and holes in the gut when gluten arrived in the intestines. And
whoa.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. You know, it's called transient gut permeability. And so when you have this condition, toxins leak into the bloodstream. And so this group doesn't necessarily have gastrointestinal issues. You know, they may have other issues that aren't related to gut imbalances. So they may have like a skin rash, heart palpitations, you know, any those types of symptoms, but they're not associated with gluten. They're trying to figure it out. So, you know, we know now that gluten exposure does something to all of us, not just those with celiac and known gluten sensitivities, but and so, of course, the answer has been for many years, what do you do when you have gluten sensitivity or you know that gluten is causing some kind of issue? And the answer has always been, let's go on a gluten-free diet. And, of course, that's critically important, especially those with celiac disease who, as I mentioned, you know, earlier, could have a pretty severe issue with gluten. But one of the biggest problems is that there's so much cross-contamination going on. There was a study actually published in 2019 in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. They tested 5,620 foods that were labeled gluten-free. And they found that upwards of 50% of those foods were found to contain some degree of gluten.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it's like here all these people are trying to make these great choices, going to gluten-free restaurants and, or, you know, going to restaurants and finding gluten-free options. And they found it particularly in like gluten-free pizzas and even, you know, some of the home foods that you buy at the grocery store and you bring it home and you make. And then the other interesting thing is even like some things, you know, you're trying to eat gluten at home and spices could actually contain gluten. Some spices are actually carriers of wheat flour. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that. And I use so many spices and I recommend it so much because, you know, when I, in my cookbooks, you know, it's hard to eat healthy and be super and get a lot of flavor into the food unless you really know how to make sauces. And of course, sauces, you got to put spices in them. So that's good to know. And that were the spices labeled gluten-free as well? Or is it just in general that, you know, spices contain it?
Yeah, no, I think it's just that you have to be, they weren't labeled gluten-free necessarily, but they do know that we think that, oh, a spice would have no gluten in it. And
yeah,
just about checking the label, making sure it's not a carrier or they don't use wheat flour as a carrier. Or
right,
maybe
okay.
Spices that are labeled gluten-free, so that could help too.
Jeez, so, sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky. So wow. It's like people with celiac can have this devastating impact from even the smallest amounts of gluten, and that's what's so scary. So, you know, that's really why we developed it, because we knew that gluten, you know, appears to negatively affect almost everybody, and, you know, the likelihood of accidentally consuming gluten is actually quite high, you know, despite people's rigorous attempts to remain gluten-free and simply eating. I mean, this is the other really big part of the equation, is simply eating a gluten-free diet doesn't appear to be enough for 100% recovery. So, you know, we've looked at a lot of the current digestive aids on the market and found almost, you know, all of them use enzymes that appear to be, you know, relatively ineffective at breaking down gluten. So that's kind of why we launched the product. And it's been really exciting because people like you have had that, you know, those exciting.
Yeah. So before we move on, I have a lot of questions about ingredients, but before that, so people who are celiac, this isn't to negate like someone who has, like, you should still do a gluten-free diet. This isn't substituting a gluten-free diet, this product.
Correct. And I can't emphasize that enough. We are not saying this is an excuse to go out and eat all this gluten. It's for those
darn
people. It's for that accidental exposure. It's definitely
just to be safe when you go out to eat and stuff like that. Okay. And then what about, so someone who has celiac disease, obviously this is not all of a sudden you can go out and eat gluten, but they should take it too because they're protecting themselves for accidental exposure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Over 5,600 foods showing that they contained some amount of gluten. And, you know, my gosh, people with celiac know that they, even the smallest amounts of gluten could have such a devastating impact on their health.
Right. They say that a true celiac can't even have one molecule even inhaled.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like if you're sitting next to somebody who is having a sandwich and a molecule of gluten goes flying around and you breathe it in, it's almost like a virus.
Yeah, right.
They're dangerous. Right. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So let's talk about the ingredients. What makes this different from a probiotic? Is it a probiotic?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. It has some probiotic in it. It is not a substitute for the probiotic, but we do have some probiotic ingredients or strains in there. So it was really a very carefully thought out formulation. We have included a powerful combination of these enzymes to help shield people from this accidental exposure to gluten, like we were just talking about. And we know that the enzymes that we put in here provide this broad spectrum protection, which is key. And I could go into that in a bit. But we also then added ingredients, which are the probiotics, to help repair the damage that was caused by the gluten. So it's kind of twofold. It's kind of like a shield for this accidental exposure, but then it's also, it has a repair mechanism in there as well. So we included Tolerase G, which is super exciting. That's an enzyme that's been shown in multiple clinical studies to chop up these proline-rich gluten peptides. So they completely become a non-toxic compound, which is incredible. So this is a very, very exciting ingredient. We have peptidase, and those are enzymes that break up the peptides at both ends. So if you envision a string, they're breaking them up at the ends, and then they're also breaking them up from the middle of that string. So they break up those peptides into amino acids, and these actually work in the first part of the small intestine, so at a lower pH. Mm-hmm. We also included acid-stable protease, and these continue to break down the gluten peptide and all the residual gluten in the small intestines, and also like as food may move through the small intestine. And then we included this fungal protease, adding to this broad spectrum enzyme, because the fungal protease actually works better at a higher pH of a 4 to a 6, and where the other ones work more at like a 2 to a 3 pH. And these fungal protease are responsible for breaking down gluten further along the distal portion of the small intestine, where the environment becomes a little bit more alkaline. So
it's from the stomach to, as you make your way down into the small intestine, it's like a battery acid in the stomach and purposefully, and then it slowly gets less, a higher pH as you go down. And then you get to what you're talking about. So that particular enzyme survives better there. It's more like that's its kind of habitat. Is that what it is? Or
it like functions better in the part of the small intestine. So in the higher pH of, which is the lower acidity part of the small intestine. So,
okay. And I have a random question. I don't know if you know the answer to it. Are enzymes alive like microbes are or not?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't believe so. No.
We got to get Kieran on the horn and ask him. Yeah. I don't think they are because
no, I don't. Think
I don't know.
Are.
I don't. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Carry on.
An enzyme is. I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask.
So that's so like. I have never heard of some of these ingredients. They're so cool. Like the tolerase. Is that how you say it? The tolerase.
Yeah.
And enzymes are in just about everything that we eat, and we also make some of them too, and they help us break down stuff. But the peptidase one, these are also helpful for inflammation in the gut too, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because they're they're getting rid of these proline rich amino acids, and they're helping with inflammation because that's what's causing the inflammation are these peptides.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Then we also include, we have these, all of these different enzymes that are working, one working in the stomach, one working in the distal part of the small intestine. And then we've got other enzymes working in the first part of the small intestine, then the distal part of the small intestine. And then when the pH is different in those different portions of the intestines. And then we also included the betaine HCL. And those are, for people who have chronically low stomach acidity, which is actually a characteristic of gluten intolerance. So it's pretty interesting. So the addition of the HCL can provide this additional barrier against these unintended consumption of pathogens, of course, if you don't have gluten issues, but, and it's also having the proper pH is necessary to the digestion of these proteins. So, as your pH increases, your ability to break down protein also becomes compromised. And as you know, and the compromise leads to more peptides getting into the small intestines, creating that inflammation like we're just talking about. So, and the other interesting thing is the HCL actually gives a big leg up to the tolerase G enzyme. So it makes it more functional when the stomach acidity is higher and the pH is lower.
Okay.
It was Gluten Away was designed to contain this the broadest spectrum of possible gluten enzymes. So chosen very carefully to function in different areas of the digestive tract, from the stomach to the small intestine and to the large intestine.
Fancy.
Fancy, yes. But that's only half of it. That's just to help protect it. To shield us from this unintended exposure to gluten. There's this other aspect, and that's to repair the damage done to the gut. And so that's why we, added the three probiotic strains. So we include the subtilis, which is a very important ingredient that's found in our probiotic. We also included the Bacillus coagulans and then the Saccharomyces boulardii. And the two Bacillus strains have been shown in studies to assist in the closing of the tight junctions of the mucosal lining of the gut. So it's, helping to
seal up.
Right, exactly. And now we know that people who don't even have any gluten sensitivities already have, we know that eating gluten is causing transient permeability anyway. So now we've got something in here that's going to not only help shield from more gluten exposure, but help, seal up the leaky gut. And then, of course, we know that they also rebalance the gut microbiota. We know that about those strains. So the goal with adding those two strains is to help undo that pre-existing gut microbiome damage that, obviously people with celiac and people with gluten sensitivities already are exposed to and already have. And then we included the Saccharomyces boulardii, which, of course, is a yeast-based probiotic that helps. We added it because it acidifies the small intestines through the release of lactic acid and encourages the growth of the proper, native microbial residents or the good bacteria in our gut. So,
that's my favorite product my favorite ingredient because I've just always had great success with Saccharomyces, and a lot of people don't realize that it's the antithesis of the Candida fungus. So it actually helps us to fight Candida. So this product really is multifaceted besides its protecting from exposure, but helping to repair, but also like addressing people that may not even like have anything to do with the gluten aspect so much as just ongoing digestive distress.
Because, right.
Yeah. Like you could have Candida issue and this product is going to help you. You could have leaky gut. This product's going to help you. You can have all kinds of, IBS and what it's just going to be a beneficial product no matter what for people with digestive issues.
Definitely to support your gut health, which we know is so critically important to pretty much every aspect of our overall health.
Yeah. So people sometimes are like, oh, I it's so good. I'm going to take like three or four instead of one because it says one on the bottle. So is one right or is that an FDA thing?
Yeah, no. You could just take one. There's no real reason to take any more than one.
Wow.
One before a meal. Maybe, just take it a little bit before a meal so your body has time to, the capsule has enough time to,
get to its thing.
Just before the food arrives in the stomach. So, and if you're at a restaurant, throw it in, or have some, and then while you're waiting for your order, and then get it. And so it'll give it enough time for the enzymes to be dissolved and ready for you to start eating your meal. Mm-hmm.
And this isn't, because of all the enzymatic ingredients in it, it's not something you want to open, right? You keep it in the capsule.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a little bit tricky because all of our other products, we, you know, our probiotic, our prebiotic, our K2, our IgG, you could open all of those and mix them with food. It won't, you know, do anything. But no, definitely we wouldn't recommend opening these for that reason, especially with the HCL.
Okay, cool. And then what else? I think that it's pretty, I think for, you know, being healthy gut girl and all, I think it's just a product that, especially after having used it and realized that it works so rapidly, I think it's something that people can, because when any, and this goes for all and any supplement, when people take it, it's like, is this working? How do I know if it's working? And yeah. I personally can say that this is something that, you know, I noticed right away. And that's really exciting. So I'm excited that you guys did so much work on. Yeah.
I do think it's that, that tolerase G is such an important ingredient in the formulation. I think it just really provides this huge advantage in our formulation. It's a proline digesting enzyme, and gluten, of course, is a proline rich peptide, and prolines are by nature very hardy and particularly challenging for humans to digest. So this tolerase G also is fully functional as it enters into the stomach, which I think I had mentioned earlier, where it immediately begins to break apart the gluten. So it's really the most effective digestive enzyme on the market. And it's funny, we were like, why doesn't everybody have this in their formulation if they're selling a digestive enzyme? We couldn't figure it out. Like, we couldn't figure out, but it, you know, as we got into it, we realized it's a really expensive enzyme, you know, and people obviously are concerned about margins and all that kind of stuff. And you know, the way we are, I mean, that's, margins has never been what drives us. We've committed to bring the most effective products to consumers that really, really work and are going to make a difference. I feel like it, you know, unfortunately there are supplements out there that don't always do that. And it just, it brings the supplement industry down. And it's like, we've just really been so committed to bringing things that are really making a difference in the market and work, because if they don't work, then the whole supplement industry gets a bad rap.
Exactly.
And so it's really, really, and we're, you know how we are about studies too. I mean, obviously we've done human clinical trials on our probiotic, the first ever leaky gut, human clinical trial on leaky gut. And tolerase G is actually the first and only enzyme shown in a clinical study to help break down gluten. And it's been demonstrated to be more effective than any other product on the market. So it works in the harsh conditions of the stomach acid, which is really important. And the reason that's so important is that it actually breaks down the proline-rich peptides, and that prevents the gluten from ever even reaching a small intestine. Because remember, when it chops it down so much, it actually becomes like a non-toxic compound. So these proline-rich peptides damage the mucosal lining in the gut. So it's really important that this tolerase G is so important, because it actually is breaking down the gluten before it ever even hits the small intestine. So
that's amazing, because what it really comes down to is the, you know, because people say, well, we've been eating gluten forever since man could, you know, cook. We've been using, using gluten. And so why now are we having such crazy, symptoms from it? And I think that a lot of this has to do with the fact that we are not digesting. Like, something has shifted in humanity and human beings where we're just not digesting like we used to, for so many different reasons. And so it's interesting that this particular enzyme is helping us do that, along with the HCL and along with the, you know, all these different ingredients that help us break the food down so that we can utilize whatever. I mean, do we end up using the protein from the gluten, I wonder? Like, I mean, I'm sure we do if it gets broken down. That's what the tolerase G is for.
Yeah, it's breaking it into a non-toxic compound. So it's not, you know, the rest of the proteins are actually working for us. So,
right. Wow, that's really cool. I like what you said about, you know, the supplement industry, because I feel like people say, oh, well, if something is expensive, I'm just not going to do it. But then you're like, well, then you're going to buy something that's ineffective and you're going to end up wasting your money and spending more in the long run because you're using something that hasn't been studied, hasn't had clinical trials, and you don't know if it's really effective. You're kind of guessing. And this is something, I think this is why you, your company and my company have gotten along so well, is because I've just been committed to purity for so long. And just, you know, I really just want to make sure that not only are you getting something that's effective for your money, but you're also, you're seeing the benefits, you know, you're seeing the benefits from it. And that I feel like is everything. And why bother otherwise, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. I know we've had that happen. I remember when we launched the probiotic and people would be like, well, I'm like, you're better off taking one probiotic every other day than taking, you know, a spore-based probiotic, like in Just Thrive, than taking another type of probiotic that dies before it ever gets to the intestines every day, you know? So you're about at the same price point anyway. If you take it every other day or take a half a capsule every day, you're in such a better situation than you are if you're taking one, you know, that dies before it ever gets to the intestines and isn't effective. But, and that's why we've invested our resources into studies. I mean, you know, I mean, very hard to find any companies out there that are doing human clinical trials on their formulations, and as many as we have in our, like I said, our leaky gut study was actually published in the, you know, in a great journal that is, and it's on our website and all that stuff. So yeah, it's really exciting.
I'm glad you said that about the, you know, being able to take it every other day, because I have a lot of clients who, you know, who have, those are their concerns. And I agree with that. I think it's really smart to be able to space it out and still be getting the best than to be taking something. And some people will say, well, I take a probiotic and I feel great. It makes me feel good. And I know the brand, and I'm like, you know, they're like getting it at Whole Foods or Costco or something. And I'm like, I don't know that, you know, but I think what's happening is that you can get some benefit in the upper GI from some probiotics, and that can make you feel a little bit better after you eat or whatever. But ultimately, it's not doing what it claims to be doing, which is getting down, which is what Just Thrive does, and now this Gluten Away does, is getting down, like you're talking about, into the small intestine, into the colon, and doing the work that you're paying for it to do, right? That's like so important to me. And I think that I would rather make cultured vegetables and fermented foods and have that for my upper GI than buy some weird little, you know, probiotic that I don't know if it's really working or not, and then take the Just Thrive and make sure that that's doing its job in the lower part of the GI. So yeah, I love your philosophy. I think it's amazing. And this product, I think, is going to be, if it isn't already, is going to be super popular. It's going to be it's more popular than sliced bread. Ha ha.
I like that, Kitty. I like that. I could not agree with you more about the, you know, probiotics and, you know, making sure, like, people may get symptomatic relief. They may feel better. They may get symptomatic relief, which is super important, but that's only one part of the equation. You have to go back and fix the repair. You know, you have to repair what's been damaged, and you also, you know, make a microbial change in your gut flora. And I think that's what people forget, is you want to get to the root cause of it and start, you know, changing the composition of your gut flora. And we have a study showing that our strains cause a 30% shift in your, a favorable shift in your gut flora within 2 weeks. I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible. Wow. I just don't see any, I don't know any other probiotic that has that type of data and studies behind it. So
yeah, I mean, 2 weeks, that's like, you know, that's like what I wrote in my first book about the, you know, the gut health diet for beginners, and how, and I got a lot of this info from Kieran's research, which is that you can see the microbes in the gut start to shift for the better in a matter of a week. You can see just with diet changes. Now, you throw in something like Gluten Away and the probiotic and the prebiotic, you're talking about leaps and bounds and progress with your health. And that, for me, I mean, and then you get into talking about what we're talking about now with the immunity and the viruses and the corona and all this stuff. You can't successfully battle these things unless your gut is in order. And so this stuff is just like the arsenal. It's your army. And I think it's so awesome.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. So I wish that would get out there to the world, to the masses, you know,
yeah.
Take your immune system, support your immune system, you know, and all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And not just vitamin C, because that seems vitamin C, vitamin D, that's what everybody talks. And, you know, it's what all the doctors are saying, but nobody's talking about the gut. And I thought for sure this would be on all the headlines right now. People are using all these antibacterial hand soaps and gels on their hands right now. It's like, yeah, I see if you're coming out of the grocery store and your hand's on the cart, yes, I get it. But using it all the time, using it while you're sitting at your desk, using it while you're at home, using it, it's crazy because they're killing all these beneficial microbes off their hands that are actually the ones that are fighting whatever you're picking up on your hands. So yeah. Now you've got no arsenal on your hands. So we need to make sure our gut's in order. Yeah,
I know. It drives me crazy, Kitty.
It's crazy.
It's like, but you know, you just have to, you know, slowly we have to send our message out. I mean, thank God for people like you that have this platform to, you know, get the word out there to people. So
yeah,
I just
thank you. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. I love it. I'm so sad I missed you at Expo West, but I'm sure they'll reschedule and I'll get to see you guys soon again, I hope.
Yeah, definitely. Do you mind if I just mention one more point that I think is
go, do it.
Okay, just because we're, you know, if we're talking to a celiac population and people who have this gluten hypersensitivity, there's a really interesting study that came out that they actually know that after removing gluten from like celiac patients and you know, people with gluten sensitivity, after removing gluten from diet, celiac's overall mortality rate actually increased dramatically. And it remained that 3 years. And I know, and you think to yourself, like, why? Why would, you know, gluten is what's making celiac people sick to begin with. And why would removing that, you know, toxic substance make them sicker? Well, this is interesting. Researchers believe that it was because those of us in the Western world, like 80% of us, that we get our fiber from gluten-based sources. So wheat, barley, rye. And so, you know, typically transitioning to a gluten-free diet means we dramatically reduce our fiber intake and replace it with non-fiber fat and protein. And so, and we know if you already have a leaky gut, the high levels of dietary fat could actually amplify the effects of the toxins going into your bloodstream. So I just would caution people that are going on a gluten-free diet to make sure you're getting your fiber, whether it's through, you know, of course, fiber through foods is the best source of it. But if you have, you know, prebiotics and all of that, it is a great place to get it too. But really just be conscientious. I think it's like a public service announcement that people who are avoiding or eliminating gluten is make sure you're not eliminating fiber while you're eliminating your gluten.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and that just goes into all kinds of other imbalances like estrogen dominance and other hormone imbalances, because without that fiber, you're not clearing out your conjugated estrogens from the colon. And then you're recycling and now you've got, you know, now you're at risk for all sorts of awful things like cancer, hormone related cancers and things. Wow. That is a disturbing, that's wild.
Really
so
scary.
You said something that caught my ear there. You said high dietary fat accentuates the toxins of, could you say that again?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically high levels of fat.
Good fat. We're talking about like high levels of fat in your diet, like good fat.
Obviously bad fat is even worse, but you know, they could actually, you know, increase the effects of toxins that are created by pathogens in the gut. So, and I know that's, it's hard to swallow that. Cause you know, I mean, I'm a huge believer in eating fat, but that's because I've taken care of my gut, you know, and I know that my gut could handle it. And I think fats are really, really good, you know, obviously good fats, but we do know that when you have a leaky gut and you have high amounts of fat, it actually could cause more permeability in the gut.
Wow. This explains a lot of, you know, people who go on the ketogenic diet or on paleo, high fat, moderate protein, low to zero carbohydrate. We know they're a lot of times their hormone imbalance gets worse. And then they also start to have a lot of like diarrhea and stuff. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, this is crazy. That I never heard, I never even knew that happens. Well, thank you for that. Wow.
Increasing like the protein in your diet actually characteristically produces more ammonia, which increases the pH of your intestines. And this could stress the liver, create bile dysfunction, and inflame that gut wall, which of course we don't want to happen. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really, really important. So,
yeah, it goes just back down to, prebiotics, fiber, and people don't, I think it's something like, 65% or something of people in America don't get adequate fiber. So right. Then, yeah, I mean, that's...
And what's tricky about it, I just had a interview with somebody like 10 minutes ago, or, 10 minutes before we started, and she was saying, my God, every time I have raw vegetables, I get so sick. And it's like, what's hard is the prebiotics don't know how to distinguish between the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. So unfortunately, sometimes you're having prebiotic foods, which are so healthy for you, but they're causing you disruption because they're actually feeding the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. And so that's where we get, and that's why, of course, our prebiotic only targets the beneficial bacteria in the gut. So, hopefully the ideal thing was to use the prebiotic and then eventually, be able to eat fibers from food, which is the better choice always.
Right. Wow. I mean, that's just, I just feel so safe with my prebiotic powder and my probiotics and now my gluten away. I'm like, okay, stand back. I'm protected. I've got my gut armor on.
I feel like that all the time. I'm like so grateful that my kids are on all of these products, my parents. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, thank God. I'm so grateful every day that they, can walk into this very toxic world we live in and at least have the best, ammunition behind it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a crazy study. Wow. Well, thank you for that. You dropped some bombs today, girl.
Oh, sorry.
It's good stuff. I mean, we need to hear this, we need to hear it. And the best thing is you have a solution. You never tell me bad news and then say, sorry.
That's right. That's right.
Right. That's good. All right. Anything else?
No, I think I'm good. I think, this was awesome. I love talking to you. I love your passion about what you do. And I appreciate the opportunity to get on and talk to your audience.
Anytime. I will have you and your team on anytime. And I look forward to anytime you guys are going to put out a new product. I want to be the first to know. Okay. I want to know. That'd be amazing. I'll just buy a membership to Just Thrive. Is that possible?
Yes. We'll make it for you, Kitty.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here. I absolutely adore you. Okay. Well, that was Tina, and she's so sweet. And you know what's crazy is, did we mention it? I can't remember if we talked about it in the, I think I did mention it. Right before this coronavirus really became a thing, they were coming out here and they were flying to California for the Expo West, which is like the largest supplement wellness conference or, what's it called? Expo. And it was in Anaheim. And they also had invited us to this really cool charity event that was at California Adventure. And it's very fancy. It was like $500 a person or something. And they invited me and Charlie. And we were so excited. We were going to take the day off and we were going to go to Disneyland in the morning and then make our way over to California Adventure in the afternoon. And then they canceled Expo West and they closed down Disneyland. And we were like, I wanted to see Star Wars, but that's okay. We'll go again. Everything is going to go back to normal. In fact, it's going to be even better because we're going to be more conscious of our immune systems. We're going to be more conscious about boosting our immunity, and everyone's financial situation is going to return back to normal and maybe even be even better with this money that Trump's going to start throwing at us. He's going to throw money at it, as Charlie likes to say, just throw money at it. And maybe it'll help a lot of people. I know I certainly could, wouldn't mind having some extra money. And let's just, say some prayers that everything gets back to a better kind of normal. And we learn a lot from this and we become better people because of it. And our immune systems become better because of it. And hopefully the global the global domination will just remain in my mind. and it's not real at all. And there's no global agenda at all. Let's hope. Okay, friends, I hope you enjoyed that. Tina's great. Get some gluten away. It's pretty awesome. I really, really like it. And you will notice a big difference in your digestion from it. And you only have to take one. It's not like one of these supplements that you have to take a bunch of for it to be effective. In fact, all their stuff is like that. You don't have to take a bunch of it at all. It lasts a really long time. And you know what I always say is it's better to spend money on high quality stuff that's effective and take less of it than to spend it on cheaper stuff and it's not even, you know, it's not even effective and might even have toxic excipients and stuff in it that are not good for you. So yes, now the other thing I wanted to let you know is that I have a liver gallbladder detox guide out right now and it's super, super affordable. And I think that everyone should take a look at it, at least go on to my, actually it'll be in the show notes. So you can have a look at the show notes and it's very, 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 very affordable. And during this time that you're all quarantined at home, you can take some time to learn how to do a liver gallbladder flush, a coffee enema, get into some liver support juicing. And it's all descriptive. It's super, super, super easy to follow. There's even a video on how to do the coffee enema. There's so much in this tiny little program. And guess what? It's only $32.99. So click on it in the show notes or go to healthygutgirl.com and click on the online programs and you'll see it there. And get it while it's hot. This is such an affordable way to help you balance your hormones, to get rid of stubborn weight gain, to deal with blood sugar problems, skin conditions, digestive disorders, fatty liver, inflammation, high LDL, anger and rage issues even, dry bumps on the backs of your legs and arms, inability to digest fat, loss of gallbladder, tight muscles and tendons, poor eye health. The list goes on and on. So check it out. And what else? Oh, you want to use a coupon code if you're going to buy some Just Thrive Gluten Away and IgG and all that good stuff. And the coupon code is HGG20. Is it 20 or 25? let me double check because I want you to make sure that you can use it because you'll get a great discount. You'll either get 20 or 25% off, but for some reason yeah, HGG20, that's 20% off, guys. That's a pretty good coupon. That's a good, good coupon. Follow me on healthygutgirl_ on Instagram, and you'll see the link in the bio there for Just Thrive and Jigsaw Health, also for magnesium. If you're confused about supplement purchasing, just go to healthygutgirl.com, click on the shop page, and on the shop page are all the links of things that I recommend, my favorite high quality things from saunas to coffee enema coffee. It's all there. You can't buy it there, but you can find coupons there and you can also click on the link and it'll take you straight to where you need to go. And of course, Premier Research Labs, you can get your own nutraceutical account for free with them by just clicking on the Premier Research Labs banner on that same page, sign up for a free account, and then you'll get a login password and everything, and you can peruse their whole site. They have so, you know that if you're shopping for anything on the Premier Research Lab site, that it is going to be of extremely high quality. You don't have to worry about it. You just go on there, and they have everything from infrared heating pads, if you can't afford a sauna, to castor oil, to everything. They have so much stuff and it's all good. So there's that. All right, friends. Well, thanks for joining us today and stay tuned for so much good stuff coming up because guess what? I'm quarantined in my house and all I have to do is talk. That's all I can do. So stay tuned and listen up. I'm going to have some guests. I'm going to have some more info for you and maybe even some more conspiracy theories.